everyone doing tonight? All right. My name's Scott, and I'm an alcoholic. I always kind of wondered what it would be like. No. I always kind of wondered what it would be like standing up here in front of you guys. I'm grateful to be here today, grateful to be sober. I'm glad to be a member of this home group. It's really changed my life. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I got 15 minutes. It's kind of hard to sum up your entire life, 15 minutes. I'm going to put a clock on this and just kind of let you know. Here in Alcoholics Anonymous, we tell you a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Like I said, my name is Scott, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Vero Beach, Florida. My sobriety date is May 24th, 2011. And this is my home group. And Alcoholics Anonymous has truly saved my life. And it's given me a life beyond my wildest dreams up to this point. And that's what they promised me when I got here, which is amazing that if I just do this thing one day at a time, I get a life that I couldn't even anticipate or couldn't even believe. I heard somebody here said they're at their first meeting. And there's a part back in the back of the big book that talks about, I thought the worst thing that ever happened to a person like me was to end up in Alcoholics Anonymous. And as of now, it's turned out to be the best thing that's ever happened to me, which goes to show me that I don't know what's good for me. And that's my life. I don't know what's good for me. My best thinking got me to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it was the last place I wanted to be. So I'll go ahead and tell you just a little bit about what it was like, briefly qualify. I've heard it shared in this room a lot. I mean, I had good parents, great values, did well in school. Nothing really seemed like I'd have any problem with drinking or drugs. In fact, there was no alcohol in my house growing up. Where my story kind of turned is when I hit age 14, I don't know what it was, but I was in the gifted program. I was nerdy, chunky. And I looked at the popular kids, and they had what I wanted. And I learned at a really young age, well, at least I didn't know this is what I was doing, but I made a decision, if I tried to be like them, then maybe I'd get the same results they got. And so I did. I noticed that they didn't do so well in school, so that went to the wayside. I dropped out of gifted. I noticed that they were in better shape, so I joined a gym. And I noticed that they spent a lot of time with people, so I started socializing. You know, and I went from being in the gifted program in 7th grade to hosting the 8th grade party at my parents' house in 8th grade. Had over 150, you know, students come to my house. Drugs, alcohol, all that good stuff was there, and I had arrived. You know, it talks about that in the book, but I had arrived. And that also showed me that when I put my mind to something, I can make it happen. And that's kind of the way I drank. You know, the second time I ever drank, I was 16. And this is kind of how it always went for me. I was at my buddy's house, and his older brother got us alcohol. And the rationalization for me then was, well, how often do I get this opportunity? Drink as much as I can possibly drink. You know, I just figured that's how I did it. And I blacked out that night. I came to the next morning with a busted nose. Apparently, when his mom came home, I tried to run inside because I was afraid of getting in trouble. And the door was still closed. And I ran right into the front door, busted my nose open, and I had the black eyes, the busted nose, and had to go to work the next day. And people made fun of me. I mean, it didn't really get much better than that. But and the consequences started quickly. You know, I'll kind of fast forward a little bit. I got in trouble heading into my junior year of high school, and I was on the golf team. And because I got in trouble at a golf course, totaled 2 golf carts while drinking, I got suspended from the team. And that was, you know, I was number one on the team heading into my junior year. By the end of my senior year, I wasn't even starting, and our team was in states, and that just hurt my ego, and I didn't realize it at the time, but that was the beginning of alcohol taking things away from me that were important to me. Then I went to college, didn't get much better there. You know, within a month, I was in the dean's office because apparently they frown on people underage blacking out and having the ambulance arrive at the school and take their students over to the hospital. Apparently I'd bit a nurse that night. The girl I was dating at the time was sleeping in a chair next to me, and she filled me in on the details. And You know, and I realized that it was the people and the drinking. So then I started doing outside issues, and a month later I was in the same dean's office, this time. But I'd gone a month without drinking, but then that night I drank, used other things, got arrested, and got in a lot of trouble. And really my story as far as drinking goes, between that time when I was 18 until I was about 24, I can count maybe on one hand, maybe two hands, how many drinks I had. You know, but there was I was under the influence of some sort of mood or mind altering substance on a daily basis, if you want to figure out what that was. But that's why it was hard for me when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous to believe I was an alcoholic. I was too young. I'd gone years without drinking. But thankfully, I learned some things about me that alcohol was just a symptom of a disease that I had. And I didn't know that when I was out there. I didn't know that I just needed an escape from who I was. But I know I qualify for this program because I drink alcoholically. I drink for one reason, and that's to get torn up. I mean, it's to get blacked out. Like I said, I got in trouble my freshman year of college, so I kind of put it away for a while. Moved off campus, stayed away from people, ended up graduating, ended up pursuing a career that I really wanted to, and I was engaged, had a career, college degree. Everything outside was great, but I remember thinking at that point in my life, like, something's missing. So I started, like, watching Joel Osteen. I was like, okay, now I'm spiritual now, you know. I started working out every day. I don't know. I mean, I was trying to fill the inside with something on the outside. And I found alcohol again, you know. And I remember the night well. It was a Halloween party. I drank, and it was just like I just started all over again. Like, it was fun, and we had a great time, and I couldn't wait to do it again. You know, no consequences, really. But 6 months from that point, I'll flash forward a little bit. My fiance was no longer happy with me. My career was gone, and decided that I needed to save my relationship. So I took a geographic cure. I moved to Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which I didn't realize has the second most bars per capita in the United States. I was there for the unveiling of the 110th bar. It was called Shevegas. The people I worked with, I was a caddy at a golf course, one of the most famous golf courses in the world. And my coworkers were 175 people just like me, drank like me. We made cash every day. Our job was to go have fun, and the people that we were caddying for would typically buy us drinks or whatever. They wanted to have a good time. So you combine that. This is where I really experienced the real negative sides of alcoholism. The way I can't really describe you exactly what happened day to day because I don't remember. What I do remember is those waking up the next morning and getting those looks. You know, at first it'd be my ex. She'd give me that look, like, do you realize what you did last night? And then I have to go confirm that. I have to go find somebody else, and they would let me know. And then I could start to believe that maybe I'd done some of the horrible things that they were saying. But I was always arguing with them, saying, I don't remember, so how can you get mad at me? Like, and I genuinely said I would never do it again. Like, but that only worked so long. By the end of the summer, I didn't even believe that anymore. Like, I didn't even fight them anymore. I just knew it was over. And so when I moved back here, nobody that I went up there with, all my best friend, my ex-fiance, and all my whole group of friends wanted nothing to do with me anymore. So I moved back here, moved back to Vero Beach, Florida, where I'm from. And then I decided that I loved service work, so I wanted to get involved in the restaurant business. And I remember my first day on the job there, and someone asked me, have you never been in the restaurant business? I'm like, no. He's like, you have no idea what you just signed up for. And I was excited about that. Okay, thank you. I was excited about that. Well, just to let you know, after a month of getting fired from that job, shortly after that I got arrested. And I went to my very first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. My uncle and aunt have 35 years in this program, and he sat me down and told me he was just like me when he was my age. And he's a successful guy. He's got that aura that we think about. Like, he's got, you can't even really put words to it, but he's somebody that I would like to be one day. And to know that he was just like me at my age And then the fact that he joined Alcoholics Anonymous gave me an idea that maybe I could do what he did and get this way of life. But I didn't really know what I was thinking. I just kept doing what I was doing. I went to my first meeting in March. My sobriety date's May. Got that pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization that the book talks about. And I went to jail. And the message that I've been given by a few people that I respected was to make the most of my time in jail. And I didn't know what that meant until I got there. My cellmate was, believe it or not, a young guy that was kind of spiritual. Couldn't really describe why. But I thought it was because he was leaving. You know, it was his last day. But he said one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. He said, hey, I got the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, right here. Should I leave it in the cell or should I take it with me? And he said, he'd heard my story. He said, even if you don't think you're an alcoholic, read the stories in the back, and they're kind of entertaining. And being me, I start on page one. And by page 164, what I'd learned was that I might be an alcoholic and that there maybe was a way up and out of the life that I was living. And I had that literal fork in the road. I was destined to the life of in and out of jails, institutions, like mediocrity at best, miserable, or maybe just the life that I'd always wanted was maybe still possible. And so I went to my second meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous, the day I got out of jail, and I haven't picked up a drink or drug since, because they sold me on the idea if I just made this thing the most important thing in my life, that anything's possible. And I hold on to that today. Alcoholics Anonymous, they haven't failed me yet. They told me if I got a sponsor, a home group, and worked these steps with that sponsor and made this the most important thing in my life, that not only would I not want to drink, like, the obsession was removed, but it wasn't by anything I did. It was just like, it was just gone. And I have a new outlook on life that I can't even really explain. I would tell anybody that's new, just don't leave till the miracle happens. Stick with this thing one day at a time. Give this thing an honest shot. You know, my sponsor, kind of leave with this. My sponsor, he tricked me. He told me, Scott, you can go back to drinking at any point, but just stay and do the steps first. Well, let's do the steps and then make a decision. Don't make a decision before you finish the steps. And he knew what he was doing, because about halfway through step 9, I realized I was so happy. Someone asked me, why you go to so many meetings in Alcoholics Anonymous? I had about 6 months at the time, and I was like, I can't really explain it, but I have less on the outside that I've ever had, but I'm probably the happiest I've ever been. And I was shocked when I said that. So if you're new or struggling, just hang around, give this thing a shot. You know, what do you got to lose? They told me they'd refund my misery at any point. You know, if I want what I had, then I could go. I know how to go get that. You know, you guys teach me how to live the life that I've always wanted. So that's why I'm going to stick around. Thank you.